Outpost, A Journey to the Wild Ends of the Earth by Dan Richards. Read for you by the author. Svalbard. It sounded so cold. And Spitsbergen, somehow colder still. The pelvis was full of story. To hold it was to think of Tim as a young man in that great white silence. Imagine polar bears, the life of that particular bear, and feel my horizons expand. There's a photograph of Tim on his expedition. In it, he stands with four others outside the front door of a small wooden shed. A sixth, unseen behind the camera, takes the shot. Everyone smiles. Behind and around them stretch moonland cliffs and dunes. On the back of the photograph is written, Hotel California, Neolicent. Tim, dressed in a wool hat and striped jumper, dark trousers and big boots, stands holding two pans. At his elbow, leant against the shed, is a long black rifle. For bears. Or rather, in case of bears. He was the expedition marksman and took a shooting course before the party left England, but never fired a shot, he reassured me. They never met a bear. Which is lucky, because Hotel California doesn't look like it could stand up to a bear. An unremarkable garden shed, the only thing that makes it a shed of note is the fact that it's there, stood on Svalbard. Once you notice the shed, the sheer, blunt, ordinary shedness of the shed, it's hard to see anything else. It has the sheepish air of a shed out of place, a lost shed stumbled into shot. The idea of six people sleeping inside it seems implausible and rather eccentric. Yet they gave it a name and called it home, and there they are. Tim's party stood beaming outside their shed, an incongruous cabin at the top of the world. What has become of that shed? As time went on, it became inseparable from the pelvis in my imagination, part of an Arctic triptych. My father, the pelvis, the shed. It stood clear of the melee of his recollections, the anecdotes about his team having been buzzed by Sir Ranulph Fine's spotter plane, climbing mountains, an incident with a boat full of advocat, sleeping out in the midnight sun, keeping watch for bears, receiving a care package from Annie, fruitcake and tea wrapped in newspapers posted up to the world's northernmost post office. All these recollections subtly shifted and changed as the years went on, but the facts Tim went to Svalbard, stayed in a shed, and brought home a polar bear pelvis remained solid. I'd read that in recent years, due to melting permafrost, wooden buildings in the far north have begun to thaw and rot for the first time. Had the shed gone the way of that bear on the ice, fallen down, picked apart, disappeared? At some point I decided to go and discover for myself.